The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Just another disclaimer, I want to say that everything I talk about in this podcast is very subjective. I'll be talking about my own opinions and thoughts, and you do not have to agree with me. I encourage you to have your own opinion and not feel attacked if my opinion is different from yours. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Honey, bedtime.
Okay, Mom.
I'm just going to read one more chapter. You're listening to the Midnight Romantics podcast. Bedtime is optional, right?
Are you whispering up there?
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the second episode of the Midnight Romantics podcast, hosted by me, Kaylin. I am so happy that you have tuned back in. I hope you enjoyed episode one, talking about tropes. As I mentioned in last week's episode at the end, we are talking about love interests today, okay? So book boyfriends, book girlfriends, we're talking about all of that today. I first wanted to just go over, I posted a poll, a question on the Instagram about asking what your favorite book boyfriend or book girlfriend is. And so I just wanted to go through some of your responses. First one I found on the list was Resan from ACOTAR. I know that's a very popular one. I myself have not read the ACOTAR series. I've been meaning to get around to it, so I will eventually, I promise. We have Cardin from The Cruel Prince, which I have read The Cruel Prince. I really, really like that book. And Cardin definitely is up on my list for sure. We're actually going to be talking about him a little bit more in this episode today, so stay tuned for that. We have Wes Bennett from Better Than the Movies by Lynn Painter. That is also another one of my favorite romance books. It's a great, really super cute book, and we're also going to be talking about him in this episode as well. We have Levi from Picking Daisies on Sundays. I have not read this book, but it is one that I think I need to go buy because I read the description for it, and it had Friends to Lovers on it, which y'all know is my favorite trope. So I might be picking this one up soon. We have Kai from Powerless was another response. I'm going to be so for real. I actually DNF'd Powerless at like halfway through, I think. I'm really sorry. I could not get through that book. I don't know what it was about it. I feel like to me it felt very like stereotypically fantasy tropey, if that makes sense. And so I think that kind of like put me off of it a little bit. And then the last one we have on here is Jake Connolly from The Risk. I believe it's an L. Kennedy series. I have not read this one. I know it's kind of like a sports romance, which typically isn't something I gravitate towards, but maybe I should check it out for a little bit more variety to add to my romance reading list. All right, so I would like to introduce my guest for today's episode. It is one of my fellow RTA peers and one of my friends, Veronica, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So, are you excited to talk about book boyfriends today?
Oh, Kaylin, I am beyond excited to talk about book boyfriends today. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Okay, so I have a few questions for you. My first one is one that I ask all my guests on the podcast. What is your favorite romance novel and why?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. Well, my favorite romance novel that's like strictly romance is gotta be The Seven Year Slip. I think it's so good. It like spoke to me on so many levels. I didn't really think I was a contemporary romance gal. Like I have read a lot of contemporary romance, but like I didn't think it really was going to be like my genre that like always stood out to me until I read this book. Like it was my first 5-star contemporary romance. I love it.
So my second question is, describe kind of your perfect traits that would be like your, like the traits you would look for when you're reading a romance book. In a good, solid book boyfriend.
Okay, well, like, I feel like this is kind of a fine line, but I feel like being, like, protective over the main character, mm-hmm. I think is, like, really important. Like, I'm reading Fourth Wing right now.
Okay, we're gonna get into this a little bit more, okay?
And I think, like, I'm not gonna spoil it, but I think, like, it's good when, like, they obviously care about the girl, I think it's, or, like, whoever, it doesn't have to be a girl. Mm-hmm. But, like, showing that they care about them. I think it's really gross when the, like, guy or the partner, whoever, love interest is, like, I don't know, like, kind of lets them go into really bad situations and mm-hmm. clearly doesn't care about their well-being. Mm-hmm. But I also think that there's an element where it's, like, they're too overly protective. I think that also is kind of annoying because it's, like, damsel in distress.
Absolutely.
I'm like, that's kind of, like, I don't know, that's, like, regressing. Like, I think we need to empower them, but I also think, like, they can also rely on their partner.
Is there anything else, any other traits you look for?
Do, like, a good, like, oh, I don't care about you, but I secretly do.
Yes.
Like, I think that's a really fun dynamic.
I know. I'm a sucker for, like, a she falls first, he falls harder kind of dynamic.
Yes.
Those ones always get to me. I love that one. Mm-hmm. I love that one for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think for me. I think that I love what you just said. Oh, for me, I love pining and yearning.
Yes.
Okay, if he's been, like, in the shadows since childhood for years, he picks up, like, on, like, small details about the main character. I feel like if he's, like, paying attention to them and, like, noticing all these things, I feel like that's something that's, like, really speaks to me because I feel mm-hmm. like it kind of, I really like slow burn romances.
And me too.
I feel like
me
that kind of, like, adds to that and helps, like, build that element up, and I just think it's, like, really cute.
I agree.
So that's definitely one that I look out for. All right, so the first activity we have is what I've called the book boyfriend bracket, okay? So essentially, I've created this kind of, like, bracket with a bunch of, like, pretty popular, well-known book boyfriends, and Veronica and I are going to go through the bracket. Some of them we might not know as well or not have read the books for, and that's totally fine. And we're going to say who we would choose and why, and then at the end, we're going to have two left, and we're going to have a final showdown to see who would be our ultimate book boyfriend in the bracket. Okay, so are we ready?
We're so ready.
Okay, so the first one on the list, we are delving right into Twilight with Edward Cullen versus Jacob Black. Veronica, who would you choose?
Okay, this is such a... We're going right into it. Okay.
We are.
So I've seen all the Twilight movies for reference, and I read the first book. So I feel like I'm pretty well-versed in terms of Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I personally am, like... like, Team Jacob,
All right.
I think, like, I like Edward's, like, I like Robert Pattinson. Like, mm-hmm. I like the actor. But especially after, like, reading the book, like, the book kind of got crazy in the second half.
Oh, it definitely did.
Like, I really like the first half of the book, but I think Jacob is just, like, I don't know, he's just such a fun guy. And I feel like it's kind of unpredictable, and I get excited by, like, the, like, underdog character. As this will be a theme. You will see it
all
in
right.
some other characters.
Okay, for me, I've watched all the Twilight movies except Breaking Dawn part four, or the second one.
Yes,
part That's two. One I haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
And then I've read all the Twilight books.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know why. I love to hate read, guys, okay? That's something about me. So, honestly, this decision is super hard just because of how much I despise both of them. I think Jacob is super clingy, and I think Edward is really creepy and very stalkerish. But, I don't know. I guess if I had to pick one, I think I would choose Edward. I can't give you a reason for it, really, other than... I think Jacob is more annoying than Edward.
Well,
they're both
true.
Annoying, though.
I mean, the thing with Edward, and you're kind of, like, the more I think about it, the more I do kind of agree with you, is, like, Edward at least, like, he's not, like, he's, like, the, you know, like, if Jacob's the sun, Edward's the moon, you know? Like, he's
exactly.
more subdued and quiet, and
he's
I think
he's got a little
that,
mysterious element to him, I think.
Yes,
which
he's
is
less annoying.
Less annoying.
And Jacob, because he's, like, sunshine, he's, like, yeah,
they're
he's
like
a little.
They're like their own grumpy sunshine little duo.
Honestly, yes. And but the reason, like the Loch Ness, you named our daughter after the Loch Ness monster.
Oh yes.
Are you? What is it like? And the fact that Jacob bonded to. I'm gonna spoil it. I won't spoil.
Yeah, that's honestly we could have a whole episode on
so
Twilight.
I'm gonna
honestly,
put Jacob for the fact that that's kind of iconic, and he
yeah.
spawned a lot of memes.
Yes, he did. Okay. The second one is the Hunger Games, which Veronica hasn't read,
no.
but I have many opinions about the Hunger Games. It is my, like, favorite series of all times. So I have Peeta versus Finnick. And I didn't do Peeta versus Gale because everyone should think that Gale sucks and everyone should hate him, okay? If you don't, just, like, pretend that you do for the sake of this podcast, okay? So... this one's really tough because I really love Finnick. I think he was a great character. He was kind of, like, cheeky. He's kind of, like, flirtatious. He was, like, he was just a really good person. And PETA is my OG. So I have to pick PETA because I was Team PETA from page one of The Hunger Games. I am an OG stan for PETA. I love him so much. I think he's, like, the first book boyfriend that I would ever had, I think, really. I love how, like, sweet he is and caring and kind, brave. So definitely Team PETA for me.
Okay, I'm writing PETA also, just in, I trust your opinion.
She trusts my opinion, guys.
So I like the name PETA.
okay, who's all right, next? Moving on to a very, very tough one. We've got Max and Shreve from the selection. So if you're an OG romance reader like we are, you've read the selection, okay? It was my COVID series.
It was my COVID series.
It got me through COVID. So he's essentially the prince. I won't go through into the plot, but if you're not familiar with it, search it up. And then second, I'm sure this is one that a lot of people are familiar with. We have Zayden Ryerson from Fourth Wing, which Veronica is currently reading,
done. I'm at page, like, 350.
Okay, Veronica, what's your deliberation?
Oh, dear. Okay, this is, like, bringing, like, when you say PETA was, like, you're one of your first boyfriends, I'd say Max and Shreve was one of the first I had ever been introduced
to. Honestly, I would agree.
I named a plant after Maxon. I named another plant after his mom, Amberlee.
Oh my god.
This
is an OG fan right here,
like,
okay?
I love the selection. and then Zayden, you know, I'm reading right now. So when I'm reading the book and I see Zayden's name on the page, I'm like, oh, this is about to get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know, but because I just care so deeply about Maxon and have a literal plant of 4 years in my bedroom.
Oh, it's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's been around for a long time.
That's amazing.
I got it in grade 8 and now I'm in first year of university.
Same with Amberlee.
I love Amberlee. So that's my favorite plant of all time is Amberlee. So I have to put Max and Shreve.
Okay, Maxon it is. So for me, I also absolutely love the selection. It really got me through COVID. It's just like, it was such a great, like, escapism. And even the plot, it's not even like super like original, I would say, I guess, but like it's just, there's something about it that's just like very captivating. And I really loved Maxon. He was definitely an OG for me too. He's just like, he's the sweetest. He's like a little, like, he's just like a cute little puppy dog. Mm-hmm. But he's like, he's great. I love him. And then Zayden, I absolutely loved Fourth Wing. Like, I didn't think dragons would be for me. I was like, I don't know, but I absolutely fell in love with that book. And Zayden literally took my heart. This man made her a saddle, okay, for her dragon. I love Zayden. We were talking before about the line between, like, it's like the straddling the line between, like, protection and he is, and he's just so, like, he's brooding, but in a, like, good way. And he's just, like, really, like, kind of grumpy, and I don't know, it works for him. So for me, I would have to say Zayden for this one. But I love Maxon very much as well, but Zayden has my whole heart. So yeah, okay,
what do we have next?
We're moving on to Wes Bennett from Better Than the Movies and Ravi Singh from A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. And then Veronica hasn't read these books, so we put in for her Resand from ACOTAR, which I haven't read. So we're gonna have a little bit of a different discussion.
Yes.
So go ahead, Veronica.
I have read all of ACOTAR. And I guess, like, this would maybe be a better discussion if it was, like, Resand and Tamlin. Or I don't know how to really say
name. You can put both of them if you want. That's fine with Tamlin. Me. We'll do different
okay,
for this section.
I mean, I won't spoil it because everyone talks about Resand, and depending on what book you are, you will prefer one to the other. And I love Tamlin. My favorite book is Howl's Moving Castle. It's also my favorite movie. So Tamlin really reminded me of Howl. and then Resand also kind of reminds me of Howl. But, like, this is too many references. But I will have to say Resand wins. If you have read enough of the books, you will understand. But if you haven't, go Tamlin.
Okay, so for me, I'm going to talk about Wes Bennett and Ravi Singh. So both of them are, like, just, like, really supportive book boyfriends. Like, freaking Ravi, he, like, helps her solve a murder. Like, he's, like, always by her side. Like, he helps her. He's there. He's her OG guy that's always there for Pip. And so I love him for that so much. And then Wes Bennett is better than movies. I just really like. I actually DNF'd it at first, but then I picked it up again, and I like really loved it. I don't know what was going on, but it's just like a really cute romance, like YA romance novel. And he's just like, he's really cheeky and like flirtatious, and he's kind of like sunshiny, but he also has like a depth to him. So for me, I'd have to pick Wes Bennett for this one. But both of them are great. Okay. We're going to move on to the second side of the bracket, okay? So we've got our first ones chosen. We're going to talk next about The Summer I Turned Pretty, okay? We are getting into it. We have Conrad Fisher versus Jeremiah Fisher. Brothers at war. Veronica.
Oh my god.
What do you think?
When I saw this, I was like, you're evil. You don't know what like wars you're about to start with this.
Yes.
Because I am okay. So I read the books back in grade 7. I took them out from the library, and this was well before it was a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was like OG 2019. It was 2019. And then I reread them at the end of 2019. So I've read them twice. And actually, no, sorry. You can cut that. I messed that up. I lied. Okay, so I got my timelines wrong. Okay. I started reading them first in 2019, right before grade 7. And then I reread them going into grade 9. Now, people, if you've just seen the show, the books are not like the show. Okay? Same characters. They have same energy. I think the show does a better job than the books actually do.
Okay.
But when I first read the books, Team Conrad. All the way. I loved Conrad. But then, reread them in grade 9, and I was like, oh my god, Conrad sucks. He sucks in the book. He's so, like, I never understood why Belly liked him.
I can see where you're coming from in that way, because they are very different people, I think.
And he's like, yeah, they don't really show, like, oh, I was young and in love, and I really liked Conrad. Like, they don't really show that as well in the books. And I think Conrad definitely gets, like, a better arc in the TV show, and you understand his perspective a lot better. But this is about the books.
This is about
and
the books.
And even after the TV show, I'm still Team Jeremiah. So I'm going to write Jeremiah.
Okay, I'm going to put a poll on the Instagram after this as well to see where people stand with this, because I am curious. For me, I am 100% diehard Team Conrad. I only read the first book in the series, and then I watched the entire show. But like Conrad, I don't know, maybe it's just, what's the guy who plays his name again? Chris Briney? Something like that?
No.
Yes. Maybe it's just him. Yeah, he's very captivating. I really like him. Really? But I don't know, Conrad, he would be, when I say it out loud, he sounds like a book boyfriend that I wouldn't like, because he's like broody and like, he's very moody and stuff, but I don't know, I feel like he has more depth to him than Jeremiah does, just in my opinion. Jeremiah has depth and stuff, but, like, I don't know, I felt like Jeremiah's portrayal, like, in the show, like, I don't know, he felt,
they did
like,
him dirty in, they, the sec- in the third season.
He felt very annoying and very childish.
They had to make someone win.
Anyways, this is a long discussion, this could be a whole other episode.
Yes.
But, I will have to say Team Conrad for me. Okay.
Who's next?
Who's next? We have... Carden Greenbrier from Cruel Prince versus Aaron Warner from Shatter Me.
Oh my god.
I have not read Shatter Me, for me this is an easy Carden. Love this him, but Veronica,
you need to read Shatter Me, because Aaron Warner is a quintessential book boyfriend.
Okay, I'll get around to it.
No, I'm like putting you on somebody else. No, seriously, like, Cruel Prince is my favorite fantasy book. It was my favorite series.
It's very good.
I adore it. I love Carden. However, Aaron Warner is like, oh my god. No, like, he's just like, I think inhabits all the traits everyone loves in a book boyfriend, I think, really well. This is really hard. This is so hard for me, and
I
don't
know what
to do. I
did it purposely. I wanted to make like, one this that was like, oh my god, what do I do?
This is very polarizing for me. I don't, like, my heart is saying, like, well, like, Carden has had a more, like, special place in my heart than Aaron, but Aaron is, like, a very good candidate. I think Aaron is really good, and if you haven't read Shatter Me, you really should, because the whole book is great, and Aaron is a great love interest for the main character. So I'm gonna put Carden, but this is hard.
This is hard. Okay, you're picking Carden. Okay. Okay, so we took the liberty of going through and finishing off our brackets. And Veronica, would you like to announce who your winner, your overall perfect book boyfriend is?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Drum roll, please. And the winner is Cardin Greenbrier. Greenbrier? I actually don't know what to say.
I think so.
Greenbrier, probably.
Okay. So for me, my OG day one is PETA from The Hunger Games. If you've read The Hunger Games, I feel like you probably understand, but he was just, he's the first ever book boyfriend that really spoke to my heart, so I had to pick him. So, I will post this bracket, on Instagram, and you can fill it out as well, and feel free to share your results as well. So thank you for playing along with us. All right, so our last game that we have today is kind of like creating your own book boyfriend. So what I've done is I've kind of taken like typical good traits and bad traits, or like more negative ones for book boyfriends in romance novels and like YA, fantasy even, and I've put them in a bag. And what we're gonna do is we're each gonna draw 5 characteristics. We don't know, the good and bad are mixed together. We're gonna read out what we got, the book boyfriend we created, and then we're gonna say if we would go on a date or hang out with this person in real life. So let's get into it. Okay, so we're gonna go, Veronica's gonna start, and then we're gonna go one at a time, and we're each gonna read one of the tropes that we got, and then how we, if they're good, if they're bad, how we feel about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Veronica, go for it. What's your first one?
My first one is, oops, I dropped it.
Hold on, technical issues.
Okay, my first one is funny.
Okay, go. I feel like that's pretty positive.
It's great. I love being able to laugh.
Okay, my first one is Pines. This is my favorite one. So this, we're off to a good start.
Okay,
we're off to a good start. We love me some yearning.
My second is smart.
Okay.
Wait, I love smart people also.
Okay. My second one is smirks. Okay. This can be, like, if it's, like, used in moderation, it's okay. It's, like, oh, a little mysterious. If it's, like, constantly, which most of it is, if you're reading a romance-y book, this guy's smirking a lot. So it depends on how much he smirks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Next, I got passionate.
Wow.
Wow. This is
what a great guy you're building over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. My third one is protective. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is, we were talking about this. I feel like that's, once again, in moderation, depends on, we're not going into stalker territory here.
No.
Okay.
Next one. Withdrawn.
Withdrawn. Ooh, okay. Wait. So maybe he's like a tough nut we gotta crack open. My fourth one is grumpy.
There you go.
Okay, so I have Zayden Ryerson is I think who I've created in front of me right now. This is like almost exactly him.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of enjoying that. Okay, and your last one. Here we go.
Oh, lazy.
Lazy. Oops. Okay.
Oh, I don't like that. Lazy makes me mad.
That's the thing that had to ruin it. Okay, and my last one is always leans on door frames.
It's not
that bad. Oh my god, I got the smirking and the door frames. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I got lazy.
Okay.
Lazy's like a downright negative.
Okay. All right, so Veronica, what's your final verdict? Would you go on a date slash hang out with this person?
Just to remind everyone, I got funny, smart, passionate, withdrawn, lazy.
lazy.
The withdrawn doesn't really bug me. That's, like, fine. I'm sometimes withdrawn. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a little withdrawn. That's okay.
I agree.
Lazy? I mean, okay, you know what? I'm sometimes lazy, too. But, you know, I would hang out with them. Maybe we can work on the laziness.
Work on the laziness.
Because, like, they're passionate, too, and they're funny and smart, so they seem like they have a lot of gusto.
Yeah.
Lazy doesn't seem to fit this person.
I agree.
I'll take it.
Okay. So, as a reminder for me, I got Pines, Smirks, Protective, Grumpy, and Always Leans on Door Frames. I feel like this is very much Zayden Ryerson. I think I would hang out slash go on a date with this person. But I feel like this is more of, like, a quintessential book boyfriend as opposed to somebody I'd actually like in the real world. I feel like, I don't know, the smirking, it's gonna get old. The door frames, it's like, bro, do you have, like, can you not stand up for, like, more than, like, 3 minutes without needing to lean on something? I don't know. We'll see. I'll give it a try. and see how it goes. That's where I'm at. All right, so that is our episode today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'd like to thank my very wonderful guest, Veronica. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I had so much fun. We had some really great discussions. So thank you once again for being on it. Really appreciate it. So thank you once again for tuning in to the second episode of the Midnight Romantics podcast. Last week on the first episode, I gave you a sneak peek, but this week is going to remain a secret. So you will just have to tune in for the third episode to see who my guest will be and what I will be talking about. But in the meantime, keep reading, keep finding more book boyfriends, book girlfriends that you're like, that you fall in love with. Because we need that for our heart and for our soul. It keeps us warm and fuzzy inside. And as always, bedtime is optional, right? Finish your last chapter. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you again next week.